Yo, what's going on, everyone? And welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. Today is your episode for Monday, December 3rd. A very quick episode today, but LeBron James had a great weekend as the Lakers came from behind, defeating the Dallas Mavericks. And then they had a blowout win against the Phoenix Suns, which they looked very, very good. And LeBron James had 22 points in that game. The game high actually went to Kyle Kuzma, who dropped 23 points in that one. And after the game, LeBron James was speaking about his relationship with Kyle Kuzma, and he gave us a little bit of insight into that relationship. He said that it is growing every single day, but it was Kyle Kuzma who was the first Laker to reach out to LeBron James after he announced he will be signing with the Lakers. And that's not the first time they actually communicated. LeBron James also said that while he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers, he had a relationship with Kyle Kuzma. He said he reached out trying to pick his mind a little bit, also was trying to get advice as to how he could better take care of his body in the long run. So it looks like that relationship between LeBron James and Kyle Kuzma is a real relationship. It's been going on for quite some time. LeBron also said that he watched a lot of the Lakers games, as it is the late game while he was in the Eastern Conference. So he's very familiar with Kyle Kuzma. And one thing that immediately shouts out to me is that Kyle Kuzma is not going to go anywhere. You hear a lot of trade rumors, but Kuzma, I think, is definitely going to stay, especially if LeBron James already has that working relationship with him. Now, one person who doesn't have a relationship with LeBron James is Lonzo Ball's father, LeVar Ball. Yes, LeVar Ball, he caught up with TMZ, and he said he does not have a relationship at all with the King. They really haven't talked, they haven't spoken, haven't done any of the sort. He just says as long as his son plays 35-plus minutes, he is okay. We all know Lonzo Ball is having a pretty decent season so far. I don't know if he's going to play 35 minutes a night, especially when Rajon Rondo returns. But he does not have that relationship with LeBron James, which is a cool thing. No LeVar Ball issues or drama all season long, and hopefully it stays that way. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. As usual, if you want to stay connected with me, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And make sure you keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you again on Wednesday. Peace.